This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Hello. Kakra has been sharing an exciting series titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle How to Recognize the Voice of God. He explained that when you hear the voice of God, it will require faith. Today, he explains this point using practical examples. Let's join in.
We have been sharing on the art of hearing, how to recognize God's voice. You know, I believe that many people hear God's voice, but they don't know that it is God. Our story is like the story of Samuel. Samuel, when he was a little boy, heard God's voice, but he didn't know that it was God's voice until Eli told him that this is God's voice. The reason is that every voice has some distinctive quality. So even normally, people have some distinctive quality about their voices. Do you know that? Yes. That is why when a Nigerian man speaks, you can tell this guy is not from Ghana. He's a Nigerian. Because Ghanaians, the way that we speak, the way Nigerians speak, is very different. We say come. Nigerians say come. When somebody say come, this guy is from Nigeria. When somebody says chale, you know that the guy, he may be from Ghana. Next key. When God speaks, it will require faith. Tell somebody faith. Any voice you claim you have heard, that does not require faith. I don't think it's of God. Because Romans 14:23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I have a TV broadcast that goes to, a radio and TV broadcast that goes to over 50-something countries. How did it happen? I had a vision. In the vision, an angel came and spoke to me and said, this is what you are supposed to do. This year, we started a new broadcast to the whole of Malawi, in their local language called Chichewa. Last year, we went to Sudan, South Sudan. Last year, we went to the United States. We started broadcasting through Texas. But how did it happen? I had a vision. An angel appeared to me. He gave me God's word. He said, this is what God wants you to do, to send his word on radio and on TV. Then I recognized Matthew 28 verse 19. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and teach the nations. He said two things. He said, go to the world and preach. Then he said, go to the world and teach. That's why our slogan is Air Power, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. As at that time, as I stood there, I said, this is impossible. How are we going to do it? So we started on one small radio station. But I said to myself, let me do what I can do. So I asked myself, what can I do about the TV part? So I realized that the only thing I could do was to buy a home camera. Those days, you had the so small, what we call home camera. Just use it for small parties and whatever. Even a phone now is better than that thing. So I said to myself, at least I can afford that one. I knew that camera could not film. But I said, at least, even if it cannot film, we'll be learning how to hold the camera and how to film the people. That one is also work. So let's start with that one. So we're doing it. Then one day, a friend of mine, so we're doing this home camera. And people used to ask me, so this thing that you are taping, what are you going to do with it? I said, nothing. It's for training purposes. I said, even if we have professional cameras, we still have to learn how to handle a camera. So we are just doing what we can do. We leave God to do what he cannot do. A friend of mine came to see me. And he told me, he wanted me to go speak to some people in, I think, 3 African countries or 4 African countries or so. And he wanted me to preach the word of God to them. Because he was a very spiritual guy. So he had these companies and he said he wanted me to preach to them. So then he told me, when you go and preach to them in those countries, I will bless you. So I asked him, so how much are you going to give me to? What blessing are you going to give me when I go and preach in those countries? He said to me, I will give you $20,000. That was the exact amount I needed to buy the equipment. So I said to him, no problem. Preaching is my business. So he wired me the $20,000. Then, when I was getting ready to go and preach, he called me again. He said, I've canceled everything. I said, why? He said, oh, for some reason. So I've canceled it. So I said to him, okay, then I'm going to return the money. He said, oh, the money, he said, forget it. He said, take it. It's yours. So I never moved. So I used all that money to go buy mixer, camera. And the amount was exactly $20,000. That's what I needed. So I bought it. When I finished buying it, I went to the TV station. I asked at that time, the whole year, it was going to cost about $150,000 for the year to start the broadcast. Then, after some months, a certain gentleman I knew called me. He said to me, Prophet, I had a dream about you. I said, what dream was this? He said, in the dream, I saw two people. I saw you and I saw Bishop Oyedepo. And I said, so what happened in the dream? He said, God said to me, give these two men of God money. So he said to me, I've been to Nigeria. I've taken Bishop Oyedepo's money to him. But you, I cannot find. I said, I'm here. So he asked me a question. He said, how much do you want? The only thing that came to my mind was that bill for the TV station. That's the only thing that came to my mind. By reflex, I just said, oh, I need $150,000. Then he asked me, really? So what are you really going to do with it? I said, oh, you know, I have this bill that I have to pay. He said, no problem. The guy took his checkbook and he wrote it out. And I went and paid and I found myself on the TV station. So far, people have given you egg, handkerchief, sanitizer. But from today, may somebody write a check that will blow your mind. Tell your neighbor, no more sanitizer. I'm tired of this sanitizer. From faith to faith. But you know what I see? God has given many people many dreams. They don't even know that it's God that's talking. Because it has an element of faith. The little thinking they have to do, the little research they have to do, the little part that they have to play, even reading that they have to read, they will read. They will look at the things they cannot do and say, hey, it cannot be done because the capital is $1.5 million. When you think that way, you act that way, you will never hear the voice of God. Neither will you obey the voice of God. It requires faith to believe it, and it requires faith to carry it out. From faith to faith. So watch out for plans that are beyond you. And especially if they are permanent, they stay for a very long time. On your mind, on your heart, is beyond you. God may be talking to you. Do all you can do. If there's something to be learned, learn. If there are people to see, don't sit down and make excuses. The people are difficult. Oh, this thing cannot be done. That's how they are. I know them. Ghana is difficult. That, you see, people kill themselves with excuses. Just do what you can do. I promise you, when you get to the Red Sea and you put your foot inside, that is when the sea opens. The sea doesn't open when you are getting to the sea. It only opens when you are actually inside the sea. That's when the Red Sea opens. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Sometimes unbelief is clothed with prayer. There's a time when the prayer has to see it. Enter that sea! God told Moses, he said, I've told you to do something impossible. Stop praying and enter the sea. I'm sure they were thinking we can't swim. He said, doesn't matter. Enter the sea! When they entered the sea, that's when the sea opened. So today I challenge you. Maybe God has given you a word. And the fact that you cannot do it is the sign that God has spoken. Put your hands together, stand to your feet. The fact that you cannot do it. Called you to ministry. He said, I can't preach. That's the sign. When he called Moses in Exodus 4:10, Moses said, I am not eloquent. Neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, I am of a slow speech and a slow tongue. He said, I don't qualify, can't do it. Then God said, you are the right man. If you could do it, then the devil is talking to you. He said, the fact that you cannot do it, I'm talking to you now. Lift up your hand. Maybe there's a dream. Maybe there is a burden. Maybe there is something that God... You have even abandoned it, but you know that it was God talking. Pray for grace. Pray for grace. Pray for grace. Pray for repentance. Pray for faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. How does the gospel come? He says, it is revealed from faith to faith.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that when God speaks, often it will require faith to execute it. There will always be an element that is beyond you.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, you visited me in my dream and healed me. This one says, dear pastor, my wife gave birth to a baby boy last year, December, and the baby and mother were discharged. This little boy cries unnecessarily in the night. I know babies cry, but this one was something else. And every time I will have to pick him up and pray in tongues before he comes down. So one day this happened, and after I calmed him down, I fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, I saw you in my room in a black and white suit, telling me that you were passing through and leaving immediately. I said, okay, but if you are leaving, why don't you pray for us? You then knelt down and laid hands on my little boy. When you started praying for him, electricity started going through him and me. In the dream, I saw electrical sparks coming from your hand. After this dream, something else happened. I used to have some growths on my genitals. But the following day when I woke up to have my shower, a voice told me, take a look. Every growth had vanished. My boy is also sleeping peacefully. We give God the glory. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? We give God the glory.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around. Don't try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.